It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees in the final game of a season-opening six-game series. Well, the Rainiers have a chance to get a split of the series with a victory today. Tacoma played a doubleheader yesterday after our rainout on Friday night and lost the first game yesterday. And at that point, the Rainiers were down in the series, 3-1, and they hadn't been scoring any runs. And in fact, the previous two games were blowouts. But they won game two yesterday on a walk-off home run by Mike Ford. 1-0 was the final score in that game. It salvaged a split for the Rainiers of the doubleheader and put them in a position where they can split the series if they could come away with a victory here today. On the mound for the Rainiers today will be right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken was the Rainiers' opening day starter on Tuesday against these very same Salt Lake Bees, and he pitched very well in that game, allowing 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings, allowing very little hard contact, ended up getting no decision. The Rainiers won the game in the late innings. Salt Lake's going to start left-hander Kenny Rosenberg, who is making his first appearance of the season. Rosenberg was a reliever last year for the Tampa Bay Rays AAA team, the Durham Bulls, and this year he signed with the Angels, and he's going to be a starter, at least here at the beginning of the season. So he is making the start today for Salt Lake. Rosenberg on the hill for Salt Lake, and Darren McCacken for the Tacoma Rainiers. Rainiers hoping for some great pitching like they had in Game 2 of the doubleheader yesterday when Daniel Ponce de Leon and Penn Murphy combined on a one-hit shutout. We'll see what happens here today. Well, it's Sunday, and our tradition is on Sundays we interview the Rainiers manager before the game, and we're going to continue with the tradition. Why not? Tim Fedorovich is in his first year as the Rainiers manager. In fact, he's never managed anywhere before until now. We'll talk about how he got the job and what kind of training he had, which was interesting, I thought, and how he's feeling about getting started with his managerial career as he was playing just last year in this league for Oklahoma City. We'll visit with Tim Fedorovich when we come back right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's our first Sunday visit with new Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. And Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Congrats on getting the job, your first managerial job, and here you are running the Seattle Mariners AAA club, the Tacoma Rainiers. How did you get this job anyway? You were just playing last year.
Yeah, that's right. I made it pretty known early on in the last few years that I wanted to manage when I was done. So a lot of teams knew to start, and then I made the decision to retire decently early as well. So when I sent my resume out, the Mariners were the first ones to reach out. Didn't really have a connection here, but now that I've gotten here, I know that there's been a lot of people in the organization that have been following my career, so it's been a great fit.
I heard you say the other day before the season that you've actually been thinking about managing for a while. When did that start to cross your mind, and what intrigues you about it?
Most of my career, especially in the big leagues, was on the bench. As a catcher, backup catcher, you see the game a little bit differently. You're involved both the pitching side and the hitting side. When you're in the game, you see all the defensive alignments. You see anything that could be happening. You're always thinking ahead. So I think organically it's just the right fit for most catchers. And for me personally, just seeing the game from that perspective, been on a lot of winning teams, and it's just – I feel like I've gotten a good feel for how clubhouses look, how the vibe around the team is, and just how to keep guys relaxed and comfortable during the game.
So how does it work? You get hired in an interview with the Mariners to be a AAA manager. You haven't been a manager before. You were just playing last year. Do you get any sort of crash course from the organization and in terms of what you're supposed to do and what the expectations are?
Yeah, they did a really good job. We had a lot of Zoom calls. I think I agreed early in December, and I was right on all the Zoom calls. We had baseball strategy meetings. We had manager calls. We had our own staff calls for the Tacoma staff here. So they did a really good job. Just give me a crash course. So it wasn't too bad.
We're with new Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. And Tim, let's talk about your background a little bit just so the fans can get to know you. I understand you're from North Carolina. Fill us in. What's your? Where are you from? Where do you live now? And how'd you kind of get into baseball?
Yeah, so I grew up in North Carolina. I was born in Pennsylvania. Went to college at the University of North Carolina. Kind of was there for 3 years, drafted in 08. Was with 9 different organizations, 6 of them in the big leagues, over 14 years. I'm married, have 2 little girls, 5 and a half, 1 and a half. They'll be out here for the summer. What else? You know, I just finished up last year.
The Olympics.
That's right. I was on the Olympic team last year, and that was a great experience as well. So it just got to the point I was very happy with my career, and I was kind of excited to move on.
I understand that when you were at North Carolina, you played with 2 longtime Mariners or Rainiers in Dustin Ackley and Kyle Seager. You guys were a great team. You made the College World Series, I think, all 3 years you were there. What was it like at that time with those guys and all those pro players in college?
Yeah, it was great. We had really good teams at Carolina those years. Started out my freshman year. We kind of came out of nowhere for most people. Ended up making it almost all the way, lost in the final game. The next year, Ackley and Seager came in. Again, we had a great team. Every year, I think our junior year too, we didn't lose a series all year. But we had a very impressive pitching staff, lineup, everything those 3 years. And I've known Seager and Ackley for a long time. They're great guys.
Tim, we'll be doing these weekly interviews to talk mostly about the team. I thought today we'd talk about you a little bit, but got to ask one team question today for the fans because we saw an injury here that it looked bad visually for us in attendance when Taylor Trammell went down on Thursday. Is there any new news there?
We just know it's going to be a lengthy DL. It was not I can't really release what actually happened, but it is going to be a lengthy stay. Unfortunately, I don't think there will be surgery needed, so that's a plus. So we'll just kind of play day by day, wait for the news to come out, and we'll see.
All right. Thanks a lot for the update. We appreciate it. And again, congratulations on getting the job, and welcome to Tacoma.
Yep. Thank you.
That's Tim Fedorovich, the Raiders' new manager for 2022. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who have a record of 3 wins and 2 losses. They are the AAA affiliate of the Angels. Their manager is Lou Marzin. Leading off is Michael Stefanik. Stefanik will play second base. Batting second and playing first base is Kian Wong. Hitting third and doing the catching is Matt Theis. In the cleanup spot there, third baseman Brandon Davis. Batting fifth and playing right field is Dylan Thomas. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Luis Renipo. Batting seventh, designated hitter Orlando Martinez. Hitting eighth and playing left field is Monty Harrison. And batting ninth for the Bees, center fielder Magnaris Sierra. On the mound in his season debut, left-hander Kenny Rosenberg. The Tacoma Red Ears are 2-3 on the season. Seattle Mariners AAA club managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty's playing second base. Batting second is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, third baseman Kevin Padlow. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing first base is Zach Green. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Marcus Wilson. Batting seventh and playing center field is Forrest Wall. Hitting eighth, doing the catching, Josh Morgan. And batting ninth, right fielder, Eric Mejia. On the mound for the Red Ears, Darren McCacken. McCacken has no record and a 3.18 ERA in one appearance this year. Our umpiring crew behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jonathan Biaretta. At first base is the crew chief, Paul Clemens. And over at third, it's Ben Sontag. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake in the final game of this six-game series. Red Ears hit the road to go to Albuquerque after this one. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tecumseh Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees from Cheney Stadium, where at the moment it is not raining and we even have some little streaks of blue sky overhead, but we have had the occasional sprinkle come through throughout the day so far, and that could easily happen again over the course of this game. Well, the Red Ears wearing the red jerseys today with the white pants. Darren McCacken with his red hat on as well, throwing his warm-up pitches right now as Tecumseh tries to manage to get a split of this series. A win today would do the trick. Hoping for a strong start from McCacken, who was outstanding on opening night on Tuesday. Was charged with two runs in 5 2/3 innings. Allowed the runs on mostly infield hits, as the Bees did not get much hard contact against him in that game. Now, this is interesting that he is facing the same team two starts in a row, which is going to happen this year with a five-man rotation, and the Rainiers playing so many six-game series this season. So we'll see how that factors into this game. Here's McCacken's first pitch of the game to Stefanik, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards center field, and lining it up is Forrest Wall, and he's there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Stefanik, it should be noted, was not with the Bees on opening night on Tuesday. He was still in big league camp with the Angels, so he did not face McCacken in the opener on Tuesday. Kian Hoang now the batter. Hoang has gone 3-for-13 on the season so far for Salt Lake. Left-handed batter. McCacken into his motion, and the right-hander from Long Beach with his pitch, and it is bunted foul, strike one. From Long Beach State University, to be more specific. Mariners drafted McCacken out of that school. Great baseball program there. It was the 12th round pick in the year 2017. He's always been in the Mariners system, McCacken. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. And McCacken reached the major leagues for his first time last year. Appeared in two games for Seattle. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way to Kian Hoang, and it is down low for a ball. McCacken is working with catcher Josh Morgan. Morgan caught him in the opening day start on Tuesday as well. 2-1 pitch, outside, ball three. On the infield, the Red Ears have Zach Green at first base, Sam Haggerty at second, Mason McCoy with his second straight day starting at shortstop, a new player, and Ken Padlo is at third. Here's a bunt attempt, third base side, foul. Foul ball, 2-2 now to Hoang. Outfield today features Marcus Wilson in left, Forrest Wall in center, and Eric Mejia in right. Of note, no Steven Souza Jr. in the lineup today after he played in both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Seems like just a regular day off, and Donovan Walton continues to be day-to-day. Here's one just inside to Kian Hoang, and that is ball four. So full count walk drawn by Hoang, and he is on with one out. And now Matt Theis will be the batter. Matty Theis hitting .235, four hits and 17 at-bats so far. Regular member of these recent season. And he swings and misses at the first pitch there, strike one. Next pitch coming from the lefty, Rosenberg. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-2, and Wilson's in a hole. Green just got the right ear's first hit of this game. Now Rosenberg with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike three, and Wilson has struck out, and Rosenberg has his second strikeout of the afternoon, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall hitting in the number seven spot today. He's 2-for-13 to start the season. Toss to first base, back in safely is Green. Rainiers have been running a lot these first few games of the season. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Now here's one inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rainier's down 2-0 at the bottom of the second, and there's ball three to Forrest Wall. Three balls, no strikes. Now the pitch poured in there for a strike. 3-1. And Wall swings and drives one to center field. Going back is Sierra. Plenty of room out there, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Wall flies out to center. And now Josh Morgan will be the batter. Morgan, 2-for-9 on the season with a homer. Homer on opening night. Right-hand batter, AAA rookie this year, takes the pitch down and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Breeze blowing out towards center field. And it's been dry since this game started. Had some showers earlier. Green with his lead at first. Zach Vinci going through some signs in the third base coach's box. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Morgan, and it is swung on and driven towards right center field. Back on the ball is Sierra. He's there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Rainiers do not score the second. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the third. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Mandy, if you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 9911 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 9911. 1-1. Enjoy.
We go to the third inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing. The Rainiers with Darren McCacken on the hill today will face the number 9 hitter, Magnarice Sierra, to start things off, followed by Michael Stefanik and Kean Wong. Salt Lake got 2 in the top of the first. On an RBI double by Matt Theis, followed by a run-scoring single off the bat of Brendan Davis. Sierra settles in, left-handed hitter, homered twice in this series. And here's the pitch from McCacken. And it's taken just off the plate for a ball. 1-0 the count. Last game of the homestand for the Rainiers. So the 1-0 is in there for a strike. Rainiers are off tomorrow. Mondays are off days pretty much every week this season. There's two exceptions, I think, but not until the summertime. So now the 1-1 is a check swing, and he went around. That is strike two. So Mondays are off days for the most part, and tomorrow is no exception. On Tuesday, the Rainiers play in Albuquerque. The team's going to fly to Albuquerque tomorrow and stay the night there Monday night and get ready for the game Tuesday. 1-2 pitch on its way to Sierra, and this is hit in the air to center field, and just in his tracks is Forrest Wall, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the third. 5 in a row set down by McCacken. And now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. Stefanik flied out to center field his first time up today. And it is a fastball call to strike, 0-1. The game in Albuquerque on Tuesday, the Rainiers' next game, that's going to start at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. 0-1 pitch is driven towards left. Back on the ball is Wilson at the track. A little jump, and he makes the catch. Nice grab. Marcus Wilson in deep left field. Backtracking to the wall and with a jump, and he hauled it in, stealing extra bases from Michael Stefanik. We'll get a replay on MILB TV. A little jump at the fence, and yeah, it wasn't going to get out of here, but it was going to hit that fence and be at least a double if Wilson doesn't make that play. Nice catch. Two away in the top of the third, and now Kean Wong is the batter. And the pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. Next pitch. Outside, 2-0. Now a swing and a pop fly down the third baseline, giving chase is Padlow and the shortstop, McCoy, and no one can get it. It drops in for a hit. Kian Wong with a pop fly single down the third baseline, and Salt Lake has its third hit of the game. And now Matt Dice will bat with a man on. It's hit behind third base. I guess McCoy, the shortstop, was closest to it, and still couldn't get there. Matt Theis now the batter. He doubled off the wall his first time up. Here's the pitch in there for a strike. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-2 the count. 2-0 Bees, two outs, top of the third inning. Now the pitch is hit in the air towards left field. Backing up is Wilson, and he's there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Theis flies out to left. No runs at the top of the third for Salt Lake on a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
People come before profit. Convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Two to nothing is our score. Salt Lake with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Eric Mejia, the Red Ears number nine man in the lineup, will lead things off in the bottom of the third inning against left-handed pitcher Kenny Rosenberg. Here's Rosenberg with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Mejia, so far this season, 2-for-10. His first year with the Rainiers. He swings and lines one into left field. A base hit for Mejia to get things started in the bottom of the third inning. Red Ears have their second hit of the day. Clean single to left for Eric Mejia. He is on. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty hitting in the leadoff spot today. Struck out earlier. He's 0-for-1. Now the pitch is bunted by Haggerty, and he bunts it foul. That is strike one, trying to bunt his way aboard. So 0-1 to Haggerty. Rainier's had a roster move today. First off, Taylor Trammell was officially placed on the injured list. Still don't have details on the injury. As here's a bunt first base side that's fielded by the first baseman, Wong, who tags out Haggerty, and Mejia takes second base on a sacrifice bunt. Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Rainier's get a runner to second base for the first time today. So Trammell's on the IL. And a pitcher was signed, left-hander Nick Ramirez, who spent last year with the San Diego Padres and also AAA El Paso. And he's been in the big leagues with Detroit, too. And he is now in the Rainier's bullpen. And the pitch is taken up high by Mason McCoy. There's ball one. Yeah, the 1-0. Down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two and zero the count to McCoy. This will be a nice time for his first Tacoma Rainiers hit, and he takes up high ball, and in scoring position with one out in the third. Salt Lake up 2-0. Three zero pitch coming. And it's in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. So three balls, one strike to Mason McCoy. Here's the pitch. No, Rosenberg bluffs a pickoff move to second base, but does not throw over there. Now the 3-1. Inside, ball four. McCoy draws his second walk of the day. He heads down to first base. And Tacoma has something developing here with runners at first and second and one out. Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow, right-hand hitter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Next offering. Misses ball two. Rosenberg having a little trouble with the location all of a sudden. Ahead of the count, 2-0 with two runners on. Runner Rosenberg is ready. Here's his 2-0 pitch, and it is swung on. It's stroke to short on one hop to Renifo. Goes to second for one. Throw to first is wild. Around third is Bahia. He's going to score. As the ball got loose in foul territory, Wong had to go pick it up. And the Red Ears are on the board. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1. Padlo hit it hard on one hop to the shortstop. Should have been an easy double play. And Renifo fed Michael Stefanik at second base for the first out. Stefanik's relay to first, though, was high. He had time, too, to get it over there, but it was high and over the head of the first baseman, Wong. And so Padlo is safe at first, and Mejia is able to score on the throwing error by Stefanik. McCoy forced out at second. So it's 2-1. A runner at first with two outs, and Mike Ford is now the hitter. Ford grounded out to first base earlier. He's 0-1. Now pitches up high for a ball. Want to know the count to Ford. And Rosenberg's pitch is swung on and hit in the air on the left side. Back into the outfield goes Davis in shallow left, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Right here's get one run in the third. One run on one hit. There was an error. And one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning with the score, Salt Lake 2, Tacoma.
Guidance system. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We head to the fourth inning. Salt Lake leading Tacoma. 2-1 is the score. Darren McCacken on the hill to face Brendan Davis, Dylan Thomas, and Luis Renifo here at the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now McCacken ready, and his next delivery is over for a strike. 0-2 the count to Davis. We'll check in on what happened around the league last night. As McCacken's 0-2 pitch misses for a ball, 1-2. Sacramento had been the only undefeated team in the league. They won the first four games against Sugarland, but the streak ended yesterday. Sacramento lost. Sugarland beat them 1-0. So here's a swing and a foul back. Sugarland starter Chad Donato tossed six shutout innings of one hit ball. And David Hensley for the Space Cowboys had an RBI single in the fifth. That's their new name, the Sugarland Space Cowboys, new for this year. Next pitch called, strike three. Down goes Brendan Davis. McCacken has his second strikeout of the day. What a way in the fourth. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Thomas struck out looking earlier. Las Vegas beat Reno 4-3 yesterday at Las Vegas Ballpark. Their catcher, Shea Langeliers, hit a two-run homer, his second of the year. And they had a good start from Colin Wiles, who allowed two runs in six innings. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Thomas. Strike one. So Reno has won three, and Vegas has won two in that series going into the final game today. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Dylan Thomas, and it is a fastball that misses. In the East, Oklahoma City improved to 4-1, the Dodgers beating Albuquerque 5. Some big leaguers with home runs for Oklahoma City, Jake Lamb and Kevin Pr, both going deep. Here's a deep drive to center field off the bat of Thomas. Wall going back at the wall, and he has to play it off the bounce. And Thomas is going to end up at second base with a double that hit the 425-foot sign on the giant wall in center field. Dylan Thomas with a long double to center field. And Forrest Wall played it off the wall perfectly to hold Thomas to a double. So the Bees have a runner in scoring position with one out. And now Orlando Martinez will be the batter. Yeah, the pitch swung on, grounded right side. And that's fielded by Haggerty, and he tosses to first for out number two. Dylan Thomas advances to third base. So there's a runner at third with two outs. And now Orlando Martinez will hit. One other game yesterday, Round Rock beat El Paso 3-1. Round Rock pitchers struck out 15 batters in that game. Their starter Glenn Otto tossed three scoreless, struck out five. And the Express had homers from Leody Taveras and Nick Tanelu. McCacken's pitch is down and in for a ball. El Paso started the Padres pitching prospect Mackenzie Gore yesterday. He had kind of a lost 2021 season due to control issues. That was not a problem yesterday. He went five shutout innings of two-hit ball, no walks, seven strikeouts in his season debut. Now a swing and a foul. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now here's one up high, ball three. Three-one pitch to Martinez is ball four. So a two-out walk. Martinez heads down to first base, and runners are at the quarters for Monty Harrison. Big batter here for the Red Deers early in this game. Tacoma was down 2-0. They just scored in the bottom of the third to make it 2-1. They really want to put that zero up there in the top of the fourth. Salt Lake has runners at first and third with two outs. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now the 1-0. Now a swing and a miss. One and one the count. Now the pitch swung on and lined into right center field, a base hit. And Thomas scores. Martinez is around second. He will go to third. Monty Harrison comes through with a two-out RBI single for Salt Lake. And the Bees lead 3-1. So Harrison drives in the run. Yeah, he's now 4-for-9 on the season. Magnarice Sierra, the hitter. Runners at the corners, two outs. Got to be careful here. He's already homered twice in this series, and he's capable of opening it up with one swing. And the pitch from McCacken. No, a pickoff throw to first, and back in safely is Harrison. Now McCacken with a pitch, and it is outside for a ball. 1-0. Trip to the mound now by Josh Morgan, the Rainiers catcher, to go talk to McCacken. Now McCacken with the pitch. Nope, another move to first. And back in safely is Harrison. Now an off-speed pitch over for a strike. 1-1 the count. One pitch, fastball just misses. 2-1. Now the 2-1 is coming. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Harrison. Two-one delivery, hit in the air towards right. This is trouble. Moving back towards the alley is Mejia on the run. He can't get it. It gets down for extra bases. Martinez scores. Harrison scores. in at second base with a long double and two runs batted in is Magnuris Sierra. And Salt Lake is opening it up. It is Bees 5, Rainiers 1. Sierra's had a lot of big hits in this series, and there's another one. He's got 9 runs in this 6-game series to lead the Bees. Stefanik now the batter. He's 0 for 2. And McCacken is ready. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery is smashed into right center field, and that's a base hit. And around third is Sierra, and he will score an RBI single for Stefanik. And it is 6-1. 3 consecutive two-out hits that drove in runs. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong has walked and singled so far and scored a run. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went around. That is strike one. Looks like the Rainiers have some bullpen activity going on as McCacken's been out there for a long time here at the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch hit hard on the ground to the shortstop, and McCoy fields it, and he takes it himself to the second base bag for the force out, and the inning is over. But the Bees score 4 runs in the top of the fourth inning, and they do it with 4 hits. There were no Tacoma errors and 1 runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
Dream big, spend some. Are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Bees lead the Rainiers 6-1. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Zach Green to lead things off for the Rainiers. He has one of Tacoma's 2 hits in this one, and he swings at the first pitch from Kenny Rosenberg and fouls it off at the plate. That is strike one. Green single to right field his first time up. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. And that evens up the count 1-1. Not going undefeated this year. They lost today. They took their first loss of the season. Twins beat them 10-4. The Twins hit 6 homers. So here's one down low to Green. One ball, two strikes. Gary Sanchez. Byron Buxton hit two homers. Carlos Correa hit his first homer as a Twin. Max Kepler went deep, and so did Jorge Polanco, as the next pitch is up and into Green, and he hits the deck. Two balls, two strikes to the Rainiers' first baseman. Mariners had a three-run homer from Haniger, but that was the Mariners' highlight. 10-4 the final. That series isn't over yet. Green pulls one foul down the third baseline. The series wraps up tomorrow in Minnesota. Four-game series that wrapped around the weekend. Two-two pitch. Swung on, fouled off by Green. Still 2-2. Marco Gonzalez started for the M's today. He was out early, out in the after two innings. And they used the relievers the rest of the way. They've now used all 10 of the relievers in a game. Sears went up high for a ball. Three-two delivery. Popped up foul, first base side. Crazy that the Mariners have 10 relief pitchers on their roster right now. 10. They've got 5 starters and 10 relievers. It wasn't that long ago where teams didn't even have 10 pitchers on the roster. Mariners have swing and a miss by Green, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. One away from Marcus Wilson. Mariners have all the big league teams have a 28-man roster for the first month of the season. But it is going to go back down to 26 right around May 1st. So when that happens, the Rainiers will add 2 players back from Seattle. Pitch to Wilson is inside for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. But when I saw that the Mariners were opening the season with 10 relievers, I figured there might be somebody who doesn't pitch for weeks. Didn't happen, they got them all in. 1-1 pitch, foul on the first base side. 1-2. Last season there was a point where Wyatt Mills got called up from Tacoma by the Mariners, when the Mariners were carrying more relief pitchers than they needed. And Mills went a long time without getting in a game. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two-two coming. Swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2 to Marcus Wilson. Swinging a foul again. 6-1 Salt Lake. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Now the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Wilson goes down swinging, and 2 men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4 strikeouts for Rosenberg. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Now the pitch is poured in there for a strike. Now here's one outside. 1-1. And Rosenberg throws a breaking ball down low. 2-1 to the Rainier's center fielder, Forrest Wall. Now the pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Rosenberg strikes out this side in the bottom of the fourth inning. We head to the fifth here in Tacoma. It is Salt Lake 6, right here is 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Moving on to the fifth inning here in Tacoma, it is right here. Darren McCacken goes out there to begin the fifth. There was some action in the bullpen behind him in the fourth inning when the Bees were scoring 4 runs after there were 2 outs in the inning. But it's quiet out there at the moment as McCacken's going to get a chance to go a little deeper into this game. Matt Theis, Brendan Davis, and Dylan Thomas, the top three in the order for Salt Lake, who will bat this inning. But we don't have a catcher. There is no catcher behind home plate right now. As Josh Morgan had a chest protector problem. Something wrong with his chest protector, and he had to run into the dugout and exchange. He probably didn't even... Well, I'm sure he, I guess he had one perhaps in his catcher's bag in the dugout. He might have had to go back to the clubhouse, but anyway, he got a new chest protector, and now he seems to be good to go. And the Rainier's manager, Tim Fedorovich, who is a former catcher, is working on the chest protector right now in the Rainier's dugout. Here's the pitch to Matt Theis, and it is over. Pardon me, they called that a ball. 1-0. 1-0 the count to Theis. Now McCacken ready, and his next pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and shallow. Late break in for Mejia, and he can't get there. It drops in. Going for second is Theis. The throw from Mejia gets past the second baseman, McCoy. The shortstop was covering the bag, and it got past him. It's backed up by the third baseman, Padlo. And it'll go in the books as a double for Theis. Mejia didn't see it off the bat right away. And that allowed the ball to fall in. Mejia just missed recovering and making a catch there. For Theis, and now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Davis is 1-for-2 with an RBI single so far. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch inside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Bees have bullpen activity with a right-hander warming up. 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Count goes to 1-2. One, two coming from McCacken. Struck out Davis earlier, and this pitch runs in on him a little bit for ball two. No fastball from McCacken. Counts even, 2-2. This one swung on, chopped towards short on a big hop, fielded by McCoy. He throws to first for the out. One away at the top of the fifth inning. Theis moves up, though. He is now at third base. With one out, and Dylan Thomas will be next. Thomas, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Right, here's bringing the infield in. Can't really afford to get behind by any more. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Thomas, his last time up, doubled off the wall in center field. Second time that giant wall in center has been hit by a batted ball in this series. Doesn't happen that often. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Thomas. That wall's been out there since 1960, 425 feet from home plate. Now 30 feet tall. It grew taller in the offseason. I did not make that up. It really did. Not by much, but a little bit. So here's one down low, 2-1 now. The wall serves as the batter's eye here at Cheney Stadium, the backdrop for hitters. And Major League Baseball came out with the new specifications as to how tall and how wide the hitter's backdrop needed to be in minor league ballparks. As this one just misses for a ball. And it turns out that our wall was 9 inches too short, according to MLB. So, the wall got taller. And there was a coincidence that kind of helped with that, I guess, is here's one outside for a ball to Dylan Thomas, and that's ball four. He heads down to first. Runners at the quarters with one out. You may remember there was a December, I think, where we had some severe wind storms here in town, in Tacoma, and some of the very top boards on the wall fell down. They were blown down by extremely strong winds. Forward onto the outfield grass. So they had to rebuild the wall anyway because of that. That was a problem. And it turned out it was too short. It needed to be 9 inches higher. So here's a swing and a looper to shallow left, and it drops in for a base hit in front of Wilson. Scoring is Theis. Taking second base is Thomas. It's an RBI single for Renifo, and it is 7-1 Salt Lake. Renifo just serving that pitch out into left field for a single. That's going to do it for McCackett, I believe. Tim Fedorovich is on his way to the mound. And, yeah, he's pointing to the bullpen, and he's going to bring in a fresh arm here. So McCackett, who was so good on opening night on Tuesday, struggles a bit today. And he leaves the game here in the fifth with our score, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting Children's. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're in the top of the fifth inning in Tacoma. It's 7-1. Salt Lake leads the Rainiers. And Danny Young on the mound, new pitcher. His first pitch to Orlando Martinez misses outside for a ball. Young in relief of Darren McCacken. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is taken for a strike, and the count's 1-1. McCacken went 4 1/3 today, charged with 9 hits and 7 runs. Walked 3, struck out 2. He's responsible for the 2 men who are on base right now. Thomas at second, Renifo at first, 1 out. Young now with a 1-1, and it is a check swing on a pitch low and away, ball 2. Young's in his second game for the Red Ears. He pitched in Thursday's in his Tacoma debut. 2-1 to Martinez. And the pitch is breaking ball over for a strike, and that evens up the count 2-2. Now the next one is down low. Count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. Full count, 2 on, 1 out. Young with his 3-2 pitch on its way to Orlando Martinez. No, a bluff towards second base instead, but no throw over. Young, 27-year-old lefty. With his 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Young out of the University of Florida. Gets the signs from Josh Morgan. Now the 3-2. Is a breaking ball just inside. Ball 4. Here's wanted a call on that one. It didn't get it. Thomas takes third. Renifo to second. And Martinez with his second walk of the game. And the bases are loaded with one out. Now Monty Harrison will be the batter. Harrison 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. In there for a called strike with a fastball, and the count moves to 0-2. Oh, no balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing and a little bouncer foul, third base side. Bases loaded, 1 out in the fifth. Salt Lake already ahead 7-1, and they're threatening to add more. Now Young's ready. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled into the ground. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Could really use a strikeout here. The 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it's swung on and fouled back. Harrison hanging in there, staying alive. Next pitch, a called strike 3, and down goes Harrison for the second out of the inning. Big strikeout right there. 2 down, bases remain loaded.
The center fielder, number 10, Henry Sierra.
Now Magnuri Sierra is the hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Young with the left versus left advantage in this matchup. Next pitch swung on and fouled off. Counts 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. It is a called strike three, and Young gets out of the jam. Nice job by the lefty. Salt Lake settles for one run in the top of the fifth inning on two hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with the score, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors
about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Hairs trailing Salt Lake 7-1. Bees have brought in a new pitcher to work the right-hander Gerardo Reyes on in relief of the lefty Kenny Rosenberg, who had a fine outing for the Bees in his Salt Lake debut. He went four innings, allowed two hits and one run. Walked two, struck out five, and even struck out the side in his last inning of work. So Reyes is in. He pitched in the, I think it was opening night, I believe. Here's his first pitch to Morgan, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. No, it was game two. Game two on Wednesday, Reyes pitched a scoreless inning. Oh, and won the count to Morgan. And the next pitch is taken for a ball, and the count's even, 1-1.
And
so one ball, one strike to Morgan. And now here's the pitch from Reyes, and it is a fastball down low, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and it is high, ball three. So three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1 is up and away. Ball four, a leadoff walk. Josh Morgan heads down to first base. Rainiers get a man on. That's the third walk issued by Salt Lake pitchers today. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. He singled and scored in the third inning. Here's the pitch to Mejia, and it is in there for a strike. Next pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is on its way from Reyes. And this is just outside for a ball, 2-1. Eric Mejia in right field today. The infielder by trade has found himself in the outfield twice in the early going this season. He's done it before. He's played outfield in the past, but not a whole lot, not as much as he has the infield. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. 3-1 the count to Mejia. Mejia originally signed by the Mariners as a teenager, got traded away, and then now, years later, brought back as a minor league free agent. 3-1 pitch to Mejia. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the bottom of the fifth inning and give the Red Ears some life here. Let's see if they can take advantage of this. The Bees pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is on his way out to the mound now. Sam Haggerty will be the batter for the Red Ears. So Cuevas is going to talk things over with Gerardo Reyes. And already the Bees have begun some more activity in the bullpen. Reminder, no game tomorrow. We will be back with you on Tuesday at 5. Red Ears will be on the road at Albuquerque. And we'll have the streaming audio here at weartacoma.com/broadcast. And for those of you watching on MILB TV, you'll get to hear the Isotopes broadcast, because that's how MILB TV works. You always get the broadcast from the home team. Conference breaks up. Sam Haggerty now the batter. Two on, no one out, and the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 is inside, and it hit Haggerty. It hit him, and he is going to head down to first base. They had to appeal to the base umpire to see if Haggerty swung at the pitch or not, even though it hit him. He did not, though. It is ruled a hit by pitch, and he is aboard at first, and the bases are loaded. Got him on the left elbow, it looked like. The backhand, as he's was hitting left-handed, and he raised his arms up, and he got his right elbow out of the way, but it caught his left elbow. So the bases are loaded with nobody out on wildness. Two walks and a hit by pitch. And here's Mason McCoy, who has already walked twice in this game. Here's the pitch from Gerardo Reyes, and it is outside for a ball. He is struggling with his control right now. The Bees have Elvis Peguero. Ray is with his 1-0 pitch, and it is a fastball for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two-one delivery in there for a called strike. 2-2 now to McCoy. Now the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count to McCoy. Base is loaded, nobody out. And McCoy has worked a 3-2 count. And the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And there is the first out of the inning. McCoy strikes out swinging, one away. And now Kevin Padlow will bat with the bases loaded. And that, as Lou Marzin, the manager of the Bees, is going to go to the bullpen and bring in Elvis Peguero. So Peguero is coming in. Reyes is done. He works just a third of an inning and walks two and hits one with a pitch. Also has a strikeout. He's responsible for all the runners. We've got a break in the action for a pitching change, and we'll take a break too. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
It's the bottom of the fifth inning at Tacoma. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake 7-1, but they have the bases loaded with one out. And low coming to the plate. Salt Lake has gone to its bullpen and brought in right-hander Elvis Peguero for his second appearance of the season. On Wednesday, he went two innings and allowed one run while striking out five. Peguero inherits a jam. Red Ears trying to close the gap down six runs here in the fifth inning. First pitch to Padlo is on its way, and it's a breaking ball over for a called strike. Padlo's 0 for 2 in this game. He does have, well, he didn't get credited with an RBI, but he did hit the ball that ended up bringing in the Rainiers' lone run on an error in the third inning. 0-1 the count to Padlo. And Peguero's pitch is another breaking ball for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Back-to-back sliders to get things started here. Rainiers have Josh Morgan at third base, Eric Mejia at second, and Sam Haggerty at first. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it's outside for a ball. 1-2. Carroll peering in for the signals from his catcher, Theis. And now the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it's outside. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count, 2-2. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Padlo goes down swinging, and two men are gone in the fifth. So now Mike Ford will hit with the bases loaded and two outs. The hero of game two of the doubleheader last night with his walk-off homer, Ford. 0 for 2 so far today. Left-hand batter against the righty Peguero, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Fastball from Peguero at 95 on the gun. Now the 1-0 pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch coming, and it's a called strike with a breaking ball that Ford thought was outside, but plate umpire called it a strike. No more of those discussions will occur, they say, come May 17th when they bring in the ABS, automated ball strike system, the robot umpire. Here's the pitch to Ford. Swung on, grounded to first. That's fielded by Wong, and he underhands to Peguero, covering first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Right here's load him up, and they had him loaded with nobody out, and they did not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Three runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like salt, which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com. If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We move on to the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoba 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the top of the sixth. It is right-hander Matt Cook. Cook pitched in the season opener on Tuesday in his Red Ears debut, and it was extremely memorable. He not only struck out the side, but he did so on nine pitches, three strikeouts in the season opener. It was the seventh inning on Tuesday, and all three of the strikeouts were called strike threes. Cook's first pitch to Stefanik was a ball. I thought he only threw strikes. That was his first ball of the season. 1-0 the count to Stefanik. This inning will not be immaculate. Next pitch is fired in there for a strike at 94 on the radar gun. 1-1 the count. Stefanik at the plate, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Now the 1-1 is over for a called strike with a breaking ball. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is on its way. And it's a fastball called strike three at the knees. And down goes Stefanik, and one man is gone at the top of the sixth inning. Cook just fired a fastball knee high. One down. And now Kian Hoang will be the batter. Hoang is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. And he swings and misses at a sinker. There's strike one. Every batter that Cook has faced this year, he has struck out looking. Now a swing and a foul out of play. 0-2 the count. O-2 pitch coming. Outside for a ball, 1-2. We'll take a look around the Mariner farm system, get you caught up on what happened to the lower levels of the organization yesterday. There were some interesting results. Now the 1-2 is on its way to Wong, and it's hit to the left side, fielded on one hop by Padlow, throw it to first, in time for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. Now Matt Theiss will be the batter. Double-A Arkansas lost their game yesterday, a one-run game at Frisco, the Rangers affiliate 8-7. They've lost their first two games of the year, but they had an interesting event occur in the ninth inning in Frisco. They were trailing 8-4 in the top of the ninth. They hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. The Mariners double-A team did. They were all solo shots. Well, the first, obviously the last two were, but the first one was also. So their rally finished one run short. They needed to hit four straight homers. They only hit three. Now the pitch to Theis is in there for a strike. But they had the consecutive home runs from Zach DeLoach, Jake Shiner, and Joe Rizzo back to back to back. Shiner had a big game with that homer. He also had three hits, three runs batted in. So here's one down low to Theis. Levi Stout was the starter for Arkansas, allowed two runs in five innings on just three hits. And interestingly, they faced Jack Leiter, the Rangers' first-round draft pick last summer, who begins the year in Double-A. So here's a swing and a 2-1. Was Leiter the second pick overall, I think? Think so. Think he was number two. Two coming, and it is down and in, ball three. So full count to Theis. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul, still three balls, two strikes. Payoff coming again from Cook. And it is a fastball called strike three. And Cook sets down the side in order in the sixth. The three up, three down with two more called strike threes. He has struck out five of the six batters he has faced this year, all of them looking. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score. Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. We'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth inning, still Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1. Zach Green leading off for the Red Ears against Elvis Peguero, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. Want to know the count. Green, Wilson, and Wall do up this inning. Red Ears with just two hits today and one unearned run on the board. So here's a pitch inside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Green. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Frustrating inning for the Rainiers in the fifth when they loaded the bases with no one out and could not score. Two-one pitch, swing and a foul back. Counts even, 2-2. We'll continue our look around the Mariner farm system. Advanced Class A Everett was a winner yesterday. The Aqua Sox beat to approve to 2-0 on the year. As the pitch to Green is popped up foul, first base side. Wong over for a look. Might have room. He does have room. He makes the catch in foul territory. And one man is out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Green pops up in foul ground. And now Marcus Wilson will hit. Highly regarded Mariners prospect Noelvi Marte homered for the Aqua Sox last night. And also drew three walks and scored three runs. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Marcus Wilson. And Spencer Packard homered for his second straight game for the Aqua Sox. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul third base side. And a starting pitcher named Adam Macko for Everett struck out 11 batters in five innings, although he did give up three runs, but that is a lot of strikeouts. 11 in five innings. Next pitch to Wilson, misses for a ball, 1-2. I hope we get Adam Macko someday. That's just fun to say. Here's one down low for a ball. 2-2 to Wilson. And the next pitch from Peguero is ripped to left on the move. Harrison, it's right to him. He makes the catch. He only had to go a few steps towards the foul line. Wilson was on that pitch and he drove it to left, but he gets nothing to show for it. Two down, and now Forrest Wall will. The Mariners' low A team, Modesto, lost to the San Jose Giants 3-1 yesterday. Their first loss, they'd beaten them on opening day, but they lost yesterday, so they're 1-1. Now the pitch to Wall is in for a strike. And their starter was his name's William Fleming. He was the Mariners' 11th round pick in 2021 out of Wake Forest. He went four scoreless innings yesterday, gave up just two hits. Good debut for him. So here's one that misses for a ball to Wall. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch from Peguero is inside for a ball, 2-1. 97 on the radar gun. Peguero has a good arm, good stuff. Wow, just in that line out by Marcus Wilson. Was measured at 106 miles per hour exit velocity off the bat. So here's one outside to Forrest Wall. Count goes to 3-1. That's the hardest hit ball for the Rainiers in this game. Three-one pitch. Called a strike. Wall thought it might be called ball four, but it was not. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. So Wall draws the walk, and he will head down to first base with two outs. The Rainiers are getting their free passes today. They've walked five times, but they have only two hits. They were limited to two hits in the game they won in the nightcap of the doubleheader. They had just two hits. They out-hit Salt Lake in that game, 2-1. Had six hits in the opener, six hits on Thursday. The hits have not been coming for the Rainiers. They've yet to get 10 hits in a game this season. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Morgan down the right field line. There's strike one. It'll come, though. maybe a trip to the hitter's paradise of Isotopes Park in Albuquerque will get all the hitters feeling good. Sometimes it works out that way. Get to one of those places, and now the runner goes. The pitch misses, and the throw to second is high and not in time. Stealing second base is Forrest Wall. He has his third steal of the season. So he's in scoring position now. One ball, one strike to Morgan. And the 1-1 pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike, 1-2. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it is swung out and hit in the air towards right field. Tracking it back is Thomas. Now he's under it and he makes the catch. Morgan is out and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the sixth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1 here at Cheney Stadium. Brendan Davis, Dylan Thomas, and Luis Renifo to bat here at the top of the seventh inning for the Bees. The Rainiers have gone to the bullpen and brought in the new guy, Nick Ramirez, to work the top of the seventh inning. Ramirez just added to the roster officially today. Prior to the game, of course, he's in relief of Matt Cook, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning with 2 strikeouts. So Ramirez in from the pen. Ramirez, dear, with the Padres, got into 13 games with them, but also spent a lot of time in this league with El Paso. And Ramirez is set, and his pitch is going to miss for a ball. 1-0 the count to Davis. Ramirez began his career as an infielder in the Brewers system. Series 1 that misses for a ball, 2-0. He played first base, drafted out of Fullerton in 2011 by Milwaukee. 2-0 pitch is a swing and a foul tip. And he got to the AA level as a first baseman and spent a couple years there, 2015 and 16, as a AA first baseman. And then in 2017, he started converting to the mound. Now, he had pitched in college at Fullerton. He was a two-way player there as his next pitch is a swing and miss. And you can kind of tell he wasn't going to go much further as a hitter. Switched to pitching, and that proved to be the smart decision. He reached the major leagues in 2019 and has been in the big leagues for parts of three seasons now. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. He fans Brendan Davis with an off-speed pitch, and one man is gone at the top of the seventh inning. So one down, and now Dylan Thomas is the hitter. Thomas one for two with a double and a walk, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Ramirez is ready. And the 0-1 pitch is a fastball that's called a strike, 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 is outside for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Thomas. And that is the second out in the top of the seventh inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nick Ramirez. And now Luis Renifo will be the batter. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. Now the next delivery is down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. There's a strike. 2-1 now. And now a swing and a miss. Strike two. Ramirez with a chance to strike out the side in his Tacoma Rainiers debut. Thomas swinging. Now the count is even on Luis Renifo, 2-2. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to the left side, and it is a foul ball, just barely foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Renifo broke his bat with that last foul ball, so he had to go pick out a new one from the dugout, from the bat rack. Now we're ready. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Renifo, and it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is low and inside, ball four. Renifo ends up drawing a two-out walk. So he heads down to first base. That's the fifth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. And now Orlando Martinez will bat, with the Bees leading the Rainiers 7-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch misses, 2-0. Two-oh pitch from Ramirez is a swing and a miss. And a sinking fastball, and there's strike one. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Baseball bouncing around the seats in front of the booth here. Two balls, two strikes. Ramirez steps off the rubber for a moment. And the pitch is down and away, ball three. And the payoff. Swung on and chopped on a big bounce towards first, fielded by Green right next to the base. So he catches the ball first and then touches the base second. And Martinez is out and the inning is over. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. It's the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Our score is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
It's the seventh inning stretch here at Tacoma. The Red Ears down to the Bees. 7-1 is the score. And a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Bees to work the bottom of the seventh inning. It's the former Red Ear, Zach Weiss, appearing in his third game of this series. So Weiss comes on in relief of Elvis Peguero, who went 1 2/3 without allowing a hit. Walked one strikeout. Weiss will face Eric Mejia, who has reached base twice, a single and a walk so far with a run scored. And the pitch from Weiss, 0-1 the count. 93 on the radar gun on Weiss's first fastball of this outing. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There, strike two. Now the next pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three. Mejia goes down looking, one away in the bottom of the seventh. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty's 0-1, hit by pitch, and has a sacrifice bunt in this game. Well, some news from the majors. The San Francisco Giants called up one of the top prospects in the PCL today when they called up outfielder Elliot Ramos from Sacramento. So here's a swing and a bouncer, foul first base side. Ramos first appeared with the Rivercats last year in the second half of the season. He played games here at Cheney against the Rainiers, and he got a couple of hits today for the Giants in his big league debut. Now a swing and a pop fly off the bat of Haggerty on the left side. The shortstop Renifo is under it, and he makes the catch, and two men are out. Mason McCoy will be next. Elliot Ramos, the younger brother of Henry Ramos, who we remember from last year, and Henry is not in the league, the overseas, the former Reno ace, and he is with the KT Wiz in the KBO, Korean Baseball Organization. Pitch to Mason McCoy is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Weiss is ready. And the 0-1 pitch called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Next pitch is outside, 1-2 the count. There's a called strike three, and down goes McCoy, and the inning is over. Weiss sets down the side in order with a couple of strikeouts in the bottom of the seventh inning. We head to the eighth. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to fresh for everyone. We believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion passion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears here at the top of the eighth. It's the side-slinging Wyatt Mills in from the bullpen. And he'll face Monty Harrison, Magnery Sierra, and Michael Stefanik. Mills wrapping up his warm-up pitches. This is his second appearance of the season. He got in there on Thursday and allowed a home run to the first batter he faced. Sierra, who's going to bat this inning. That was a really unexpected result, though, because Mills, throughout his career, has very rarely allowed a home run. Harrison is in the batter's box, ready to hit. And now Mills is set. And here comes his pitch on its way. And it is inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Reniers will be off tomorrow. As will the whole league. Just some series of swing and a foul by Harrison. The Reniers' next opponent, Albuquerque, that's where we're going. They lost in Oklahoma City today in Bricktown, 12-6. And Oklahoma City won 5 of the 6 games in that series. So Albuquerque, who the Rainiers face on Tuesday for what will be the Isotopes home opener, they're going to enter that game with a record of 1-5. So here's one inside for a ball to Harrison. Round Rock beat El Paso today 3-2, so they split a 6-game series, two Texas clubs. Two-one pitch, grounded foul, third base side. Vegas scored in the bottom of the ninth and beat Reno 5-4. So that ended up being a split of a 6-game series, 3-3. The Vegas catcher, Shea Langeliers, hit his third homer today. He's the big prospect the A's got when they traded Matt Olson to the Braves. Mills with a 2-2 pitch on its way to Monty Harrison. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Wilson on the move in the alley, lays out in a dive and makes the catch. Marcus Wilson with his second defensive gem of the afternoon. He had one earlier in the game going back on a ball that Stefanik hit, and now this time he moves to the alleyway and needs to give a little extra reach with a dive to catch that one. And Harrison is retired. Marcus Wilson flashing the leather today. Here's Magnery Sierra now, tied for a ball. Sierra's 1-for-3 with a 2-run double in the fourth. And as I mentioned, he took Mills deep on Thursday. Now a swing and a ball smashed up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit for Sierra, his second hit of the game. A one-out single. Hit number 10 for Salt Lake. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Sugarland leads Sacramento 8-1 in the eighth inning. So assuming that holds up, which one should never do in the Pacific Coast League, but assuming that holds up, Sugarland will win 2 of the 6 games at Sacramento. Here's one in for a strike. to Stefanik. 0-1 the count. Sugarland is the Rainiers' next home opponent. The Space Cowboys will be here on April 19th for the start of a six-game series. Oh, one pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, grounded sharply up the middle. Backhand pick up and flip by Haggerty to McCoy for one. Relay to first is not in time. Stefanik racing down the line avoids the double play. So the Red Ears get the force out at second base. This was a sharp grounder up the middle. And Haggerty reached out with the glove, picked it, and flipped it with his glove in one motion to McCoy, who relayed it to first base. Somehow Stefanik legged that out, showing some speed down the line. I was surprised he was able to beat that out. So two outs, Stefanik at first. And now Kian Wong is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. Next delivery misses for a ball, 1-2. Here's Mills with his 1-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Is strike three, and down he goes. Wong goes down looking, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1. That's been our score since the fifth. Kevin Padlow, Mike Ford, and Zach Green to bat this inning against Zach Weiss, who's now with Salt Lake after pitching for the Red Ears last year. Padlow stands in. He's 0 for 3 with an RBI, and the pitch from Weiss is taken outside for a ball. Want another count. Weiss retired the side in order with two strikeouts in the seventh. Weiss took a break last year to pitch in the Olympics for Team Israel, where he was teammates with the Rainiers' new pitching coach, Alon Leichman. So here's a swing and a miss by Padlow. Weiss now ready. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way. And this is outside, 2-1. Salt Lake scored first today. They got two runs in the first. Matt Theis hit an RBI double. Brendan Davis an RBI single. Rainier scored one run on an error in the third inning. Made it 2-1. As now Padlow lifts one to left. This has a chance. Harrison's back. He's at the track, and he makes the catch right in front of the left field fence. And there is the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Padlow gave it a ride, but it lands in the glove of Monty Harrison, the Salt Lake Bees left fielder. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. Ford's 0 for 3. Left-hand batter, and the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 the count. Infield shifts with Ford at the plate. Yeah, the 1-0, and it's down and in. I think it hit him in the leg, and it did. Ford is kind of hobbling towards first base. That one hurts, and now he's down. I think it was his right ankle or right leg. Well, he's back up on his feet now. Let's take a look at the replay. It's hard to tell on my monitor. Ford's going to stay in and run for himself, it appears. Salt Lake took charge of this game with a four-run rally in the fourth inning. Rainiers are going to just take him out. At first, the Rainiers trainer, Michael Feliciano, was walking out to go look at Ford, and then Tim Fedorovich said, no, we'll just take him out. And so pinch running is Cesar Esturiz Jr. Ford's able to jog off the field, and I think this will be a minor issue for him. It's my hunch. So his Turris is in as a pinch runner. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Rainier's down 7-1. Ford was the DH today, so his Turris will just stay in the game as the DH. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Dylan Thomas near the foul line makes the catch, and that is out number two. Two down, and now Marcus Wilson will hit. So the Rainiers scored on an error in the third, and that made it 2-1, but Salt Lake really took command of the game with their two-out rally in the fourth inning when they had a runner at third with two outs and no runs in, and then there was a walk putting runners at the quarters. And the Bees followed that up with three consecutive two-out hits off the bats of Monty Harrison, Magnari Sierra, and Michael Stefanik, and that led to four runs. Salt Lake went up 6-1. They tacked on one more, and here we are in the eighth. It's 7-1 Bees. First pitch to Marcus Wilson's in for a called strike, 0-1. Wilson's 0 for 3 at the plate in this game, but he's made two very nice defensive plays. Now the next pitch is lined towards right, and coming on is Thomas. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Taking second and stopping there is his Turris. It's a single to right for Marcus Wilson. And the Rainiers have their third hit of the game. So runners at first and second with two outs. And now Walls 0 for 2 with a walk. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0, swing and a foul right over the top of the broadcast booth, and it bounces down into the seats, and the race is on, and a kid gets it. A young one gets the souvenir. Always a thrill. One ball, one strike to Wall, and the pitch is in there for a strike. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is high for a ball, 2-2. Josh Morgan is on deck for the Rainiers. Is Tyrus at second, Dan Marcus Wilson at first. Weiss with a 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, ranging back Sierra. He's under it, and he makes the catch. And that's the final out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers do not score. They had a hit. There were two runners left on. We go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
I was the man who could... The Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's bring the herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We head to the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is a 7-1 lead for the Salt Lake Bees over the Tacoma Rainiers. New pitcher for Tacoma to work the top of the ninth inning. It is right-hander Patrick Weigel. Weigel wrapping up his warm-up tosses right now. He replaces Wyatt Mills, who worked a scoreless eighth, allowing one hit and striking out one. Matt Theis now the batter. And And Weigel is ready. Here's his first pitch to Theis, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. This is Weigel's second appearance for the Red Ears. He pitched two scoreless innings in his Tacoma debut on Thursday. And now his next pitch is hit in the air behind second base. Backpedaling is the Red Ears shortstop McCoy, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Or two pitches, one out. And now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Well, there was quite an event yesterday in Japan. And the NPB, a pitching performance that made news around the globe, really, as it was just an incredible result. So here's a pitch to Davis, and it is inside for a ball. A pitcher named Roki Sasaki, who's just 20 years old, in the Japanese major leagues yesterday, pitched a perfect game. So here's a swing and a foul by Davis. And it wasn't just an ordinary perfect game. It was the first perfect game in Japan in 28 years in their league. And it was not an ordinary perfect game because he basically struck out almost everybody. 27 outs of the perfect game, he had 19 strikeouts. Only eight batters put the ball in play against him. And he broke the league record in Japan, and it would be a major league record here too. 15 consecutive batters during his perfect game. Roki Sasaki. So here's a swing and a miss by Davis, strike two. And he's just 20 years old, and it just immediately brought to me to just made me think about Kerry Wood, who was, I believe, 20, maybe 21, when he had his 20 strikeout game as a rookie for the Cubs. Now the 1-2 pitch to Brendan Davis, and that's hit out towards right center. It's going to get down for a hit. Fielding it on one hop is Mejia. Brendan Davis with his second hit of the game. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Thomas is 1-for-3 with a double and a walk.
Number three, Dylan Thomas.
Thomas has doubled and walked and scored a run, and he swings and misses at the first pitch there, strike one. Next delivery is outside. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. One out, runner at first. Rainier's playing behind the runner here. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 from Weigel. Just inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, swung on, hit in the air to left field. Wilson's backing up and underneath it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. An easy play for Wilson. Well, he's had out there tough plays today, but now he has an easy one. He's having a game in left field. Now Luis Renifo will be the batter. 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk. Switch hitter, Renifo bats left. And he takes down low for a ball. Well, Cleveland beat the Royals today 17-3, and it was the first win in Guardians history. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate by Renifo. They lost their first two games since changing their name, but today the Guardians were victorious. 17-3, it's a pretty emphatic victory. We'll have all the big league scores in the postgame show. 1-1 pitch, outside for a ball to Renifo, 2-1. Next offering down low for a ball, 3-1. Now the 3-1 is high, ball four. Weigel walks Renifo. Davis heads down to second base. Two on with two out in the top of the ninth inning. And now Orlando Martinez will be the batter. And Rainier's catcher Josh Morgan is going to go visit with Weigel for a moment. Weigel's pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. In the bottom of the ninth, the Rainier scheduled hitters are Morgan, Mejia, and Haggerty. Now the pitch is lined towards right, and it's fielded on one hop by Mejia. Around third is Davis, and he holds his loaded with two outs on the single by Orlando Martinez. And now Monty Harrison will be the batter. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Weigel trying to close out the top of the ninth, having a little trouble here. There were two outs and a runner at first, but a walk and now another base hit, and suddenly they're loaded up. Here's the pitch from Weigel, and it's in for a called strike to Harrison. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Nice breaking ball from Weigel. 0-2 the count. Now Weigel's ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way to Harrison, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him, and that closes out the top of the ninth inning. No runs on a couple hits and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment, who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth, and it is a 7-1 Salt Lake lead over the Red Ears. Red Ears need a rally in a big way. Josh Morgan, Eric Mejia, and Sam Haggerty are due up this inning to face right-hander Jose Marte, who has just entered the game in relief of Zach Weiss. Weiss tossed 2 scoreless innings for Salt Lake, giving up just 1 hit and no walk, striking out 2. So Marte pitches in his second game of the season. Hard throwing righty. Morgan settles into the batter's box now. He's 0 for 2 with a walk today. And the pitch from Marte is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Reminder again, no game tomorrow. We'll be back with you on Tuesday from Albuquerque. First pitch 5:35 Pacific. Next pitch to Morgan is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire. 0-2 the count. Pitch is swung on and bounced to the left side, flagged down by Davis, who spins and throws wildly to first base, and Morgan is on. So Morgan is aboard on what's going to be ruled an infield single because Davis was trying to make a difficult play here, wheeling and spinning and throwing, and they give Morgan a hit. Fourth hit of the game for the Rainiers, and now Mejia will be the batter. And the pitch from Marte is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0. So hitters count here, 2-0 to Mejia. And the pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Yeah. Next pitch is called a strike. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2, just a hair outside, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch on its way. And it is a called strike 3 at the knees, and Mejia thought it was low, but he has been called out on strikes for the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So one away. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now this one is outside for a ball. Now the next pitch is up and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. 97 mile per hour heater. Two and one the count to Haggerty. One out in the ninth, Salt Lake leading 7-1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 2-2. Rainiers have Mason McCoy on deck. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that is strike 3. Haggerty goes down swinging. The Rainiers are down to their last out. Mason McCoy has walked twice and struck out twice. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, fastball in there for a strike. Marte comes set, 2 outs in the ninth. And the pitch is outside in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, one strike, the count to McCoy. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's the ball game. Salt Lake takes it, 7-1 the final score. The Bees win the series, 4-2. and the Raiders will hope for better results on the road as they head to Albuquerque for a six-game series against the Isotopes beginning on Tuesday at 5:35 Pacific time. We will recap today's game and have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. We get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Raiders fall in this one, 7-1, the final score. The Salt Lake Bees defeat the Raiders, and they did it with really one big inning in the fourth where they opened up a close game. Salt Lake scored two in the top of the first against Darren McCacken, a one-out walk to Kian Wong, and then Matt Theiss laced a long double off the fence in right field, scored Wong from first base. Bees had a 1-0 lead. And then Brendan Davis hit a soft single to center that enabled Theiss to score from second base and make it 2-0 in the first inning. McCacken settled down after that. Didn't allow anything for a couple of innings. And the Red Ears got a run back in the third. Eric Mejia singled to lead off that inning against Kenny Rosenberg, the starter for Salt Lake. Sam Haggerty laid down a bunt, moved him up to second base. Mason McCoy drew a walk. And then Kevin Padlow hit an apparent inning-ending double play ball to the shortstop. And Renifo fielded it. He went to the second baseman Stefanik for one, but Stefanik's relay throw to first base airmailed it over the first baseman's head. Ball went loose in foul territory, and Mejia was able to score all the way from second base. And Tacoma was on the board on the throwing error. That made it 2-1. But in the top of the fourth inning, Salt Lake opened it up with a two-out rally. Well, with one out, Dylan Thomas hit a long one, a drive off the center field fence here at Cheney Stadium for a double. He was at third with two outs. Looked like McCacken was going to get out of the jam. But he walked Orlando Martinez, putting runners at first and third. And then came the two-out hits. Monty Harrison lined a single to right center to bring in a run, make it at 3-1. And then Magnarese for a two-run double. They made it 5-1. And then Michael Stefanik singled to right field, scoring Sierra and making it 6-1. It was three consecutive two-out hits that brought in runs, four runs scoring all told after there were two outs, and Salt Lake had the 6-1 lead. And then the Bees added another run in the fifth when Matt Theiss hit a leadoff double and eventually scored on a base hit by Renifo. And that put them up 7-1. The Raiders had shutout relief pitching today from Danny Young, Matt Cook, Nick Ramirez, Wyatt Mills, and Patrick Weigel. That was a positive today. 4 2/3 scoreless innings from that bullpen crew. But the offense didn't get it going. And even in the fifth inning, the Raiders had an opportunity gifted to them when Josh Morgan and Eric Mejia drew walks to lead off the inning, and then Sam Haggerty was hit by a pitch. So two walks and a hit batter, and the Red Deers had the bases loaded with nobody out and their 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up, and they did not score. Elvis Peguero got out of the jam. He came in from the bullpen and got out of the jam, and Peguero also pitched scoreless relief in the sixth inning as well, and I believe they're giving him the win today. So he was a key element for Salt Lake in this one. The Red Deers had just 4 hits. They were all singles. They had just 2 hits in the nightcap yesterday, 6 hits in the first game yesterday. You see where we're going here. The hits have not been coming, just 6 hits on Thursday. So the Red Deers hope to find the hits on the road in Albuquerque, which is a great hitting environment at Isotopes Park, which is where the Red Deers will be on Tuesday in their next game. Bees win it 7-1, the final score in this one. And let's get to the final totals now. 4 Salt Lake, 7 runs on 12 hits. They made an error and leave 10 on base. Tacoma, 1 run, 4 left on base. Winning pitcher is Elvis Peguero. He improves to 2-0. Loss goes to McCacken. He is 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours and 10 minutes. The attendance was 3,311. Salt Lake improves to 4-2 on the season. The Rainiers fall to 2 wins and 4 losses on the year. The Bees are headed back to Salt Lake City for their home opener on Tuesday, as Salt Lake will be hosting. Not sure who they're hosting. My bad. Don't have it handy. They're hosting somebody. It's not in their game notes. The Red Deers are on the road. The Red Deers are heading to Albuquerque on Tuesday, and that game will be at 5:35 Pacific time. There's a 1-hour shift in the time zones with Albuquerque. So, yeah, 5:35 first pitch Pacific time. We'll be on the air with a pregame show around 5:25 on Tuesday. This one goes to Salt Lake. They take it 7-1 is the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Taking a look at our Major League Baseball scoreboard now. The Mariners won the first 2 games of the season, but today, day 3, saw them hit the loss column for the first time. They're opening the season at Minnesota, and the Twins got them today 10-4. Minnesota hit 6 home runs, including a grand slam by Gary Sanchez in the first inning. Byron Buxton went deep twice. Carlos Correa, Max Kepler, and Jorge Polanco also all going deep. Tough outing for Marco Gonzalez, who takes the loss. He falls to 0-1. The Mariners' highlight was a 3-run home run from Mitch Haniger, his second of the year. So the Mariners are now 2-1. There is 1 game left in that series. It's a wraparound weekend series that concludes tomorrow. So the Mariners will try to win that series on the road tomorrow. Either way, it's a good series in that they open on the road and they've already won 2 games and have a chance to win the series tomorrow. But today, the Twins got them 10-4. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, 1 interleague game. Oakland beat Philadelphia 4-1. As Dalton Jeffries and 4 relievers for the A's combined to limit the Phillies to just 3 hits in Philadelphia. Billy McKinney hit a home run for Oakland, who got their first win of the year after dropping the first 2 games. In the American League, Tampa Bay shuts out Baltimore 8-0. Corey Kluber with 4 2/3 scoreless innings in his Tampa Bay debut. Wander Franco had 3 hits and 2 runs batted in. A 3-game sweep for Tampa Bay, who has beaten the Orioles 14 consecutive times dating back to last year. The White Sox knock out Detroit 10-1 at Detroit. Tim Anderson in the lineup for his first time this year after he had to serve a 2-game suspension to begin the season. He had 2 doubles and a single for the White Sox. Andrew Vaughn homered and drove in 4. The White Sox take 2 out of 3 at Detroit. It was the Texas Rangers making a big early comeback and beating Toronto in a game that actually wasn't that close in the end, 12-6. Thing is, Toronto was ahead 6-1 early, and then the Rangers scored 6 runs in the top of the 4th inning to take the lead. Corey Seager, Rangers get their first win of the year. The Cleveland Guardians get their first ever win with the Guardians name. They defeat Kansas City 17-3, a 22-hit attack for Cleveland. Rookie Stephen Kwan was 5-for-5. Oscar Mercado hit a grand slam. Easy win for Cleveland today. And also in the American League, Houston defeats the Angels 4-1, and they have gone 3-1 against the Angels so far, as the Astros had a strong pitching performance from Urquidy, who allowed just 1 run in 5 innings and picked up his first win of the year. And Sunday Night Baseball is in the American League. Red Sox lead the Yankees 2-0. They're in the bottom of the 2nd inning in the Bronx. National League final scores now. Reds defeat the Braves 6-3. Hunter Green, a rookie for the Reds, reached 102 miles per hour on the radar gun, and he's a starting pitcher. He consistently was in triple digits. He got the win in his big league debut, although he did allow 3 runs in 5 innings. He struck out 7. And was victorious over the defending world champs. The Nationals beat the Mets 4-2, and that's the first win of the year for the Nationals. They avoided being swept in a 4-gamer. Nelson Cruz hit his 450th career home run and his first of this year. He also had the go-ahead 2-run single in the 8th inning. It was the Pittsburgh Pirates getting their first win of the year, knocking out St. Louis 9-4. Michael Chavis hit a grand slam home run for the Pirates, who had 15 hits in this game. The Brewers beat the Cubs 5-4, and Milwaukee had a pinch hit go-ahead home run in the 7th inning off the bat of Mike Brousseau. Dodgers lose at Coors Field 9-4, the final score, as Bud Black, the Rockies manager, gets his 1,000th career managerial victory. And the Rockies have taken 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. Who would have thunk it? Also in the NL, Giants beat the Marlins 3-2 as rookie Elliot Ramos had 2 called up from Sacramento. And the Padres have defeated the Diamondbacks 10-5. Jurickson Profar hit a grand slam home run for the Padres. Padres winning that game, even though their starting pitcher Blake Snell was scratched with an injury. That's it. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Tacoma. Salt Lake defeats the Red Ears 7-1. We'll be back with more after this.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, the Bees win this one 7-1 over the Tacoma Red Ears. The Red Ears with just 4 hits. Tacoma definitely has shown that they've got some things to work on here early in the season. They won on opening day 4-2, but the 4 games that they lost in this series were lopsided. And the 2 games that they won on opening day 4-2 when McCacken threw really well and the bullpen was outstanding in that game. And then they won the the gem in game two of the doubleheader yesterday, 1-0 when they had only two hits and one on a walk-off homer. But they had the gem on the mound from Daniel Ponce de Leon and Penn Murphy combining on a one-hitter. So the two games that they've won, they've had great pitching. But the four games that they've lost, and that is a little troubling. We'll see what happens when they face a new opponent. But Salt Lake is a team that the Red Ears are going to play 30 times this year, more than anybody else. And the Bees take four of the first six head-to-head, with all four wins being rather lopsided. Let's take a look at the PCL scoreboard. Round Rock beat El Paso 3-2 to earn a split of that six-game series. Oklahoma City doubled up Albuquerque 12-6. The Dodgers hit four home runs in that game, and they took five out of six from the Isotopes, who are the Rainiers' next opponent. Vegas, with a run in the ninth, defeats Reno 5-4 to earn a split of that six-game series. And Sugar Land did hold on and beat Sacramento 8-1. And the Space Cowboys end up losing that series 4-2. Sacramento with a 4-2 record, best record in the West after one series. Well, tomorrow's a day off, and the team's going to fly to Albuquerque and get ready to face the Topes, the Colorado Rockies AAA club. We'll be there on Tuesday for the series opener. It's going to start at 5:35 Pacific time, and it will be their home opener. Our pregame show will start at 5:20, and we'll have it for you right here on the stream at weartacoma.com/broadcast. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Once again, our final score today, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1. Have a great evening.